Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, this is Mike O'Mara, and this episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, Saturday Night Live, and more. Right now, my listeners can get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Mike. That's HuluPlus.com/Mike.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody, it's the Burt Show.
No, it's not the Burt Show. What are you doing?
No, I'll do more on that later.
Speaking of morons.
Hey, it's the Burt Show. Hey, how cool am I? I replaced my old boss. Whoa, the Burt Show.
I'm sorry.
Burt.
It's top of mind.
There you go.
It's hateful.
Purge.
It's sour grapes. It's everything. You're going to get a dose of that.
Hey, Rad Boy.
Because I'm...
Hey, I'm Rad Boy.
You sound local. Are you in D.C.?
No, I'm in Atlanta, Diamond.
Anyway, I'll get to that. I will get to that in just a second.
Time for birthdays.
Yes, let's open up the mailbag today. Birthday time.
Hey, can we call them birthdays?
Birthdays. Hey, for those of you that have a birthday, make sure you send a Facebook message to Rob Spiewak. And Rob, can I have a little more headphone level, please?
But of course, Mike.
Let's start with happy belated 14th birthday to Olivia Deal. What's the deal, Olivia?
Hey, what's your deal?
Hey, this is my deal here, Wade.
Yes.
Her dad humbly requests a message for her from God.
Nah.
Yes. Now, is that Morgan Freeman God? Or
no.
Is that God?
That's microphone God.
Yes.
Vocal processing God?
Yes.
Might be a superhero God.
Hello.
Hi, God.
Olivia, it's God.
Hey, God, you hit the post.
Thanks so much. Hey, Olivia, just what is your deal? Hey, heart that water. Heart that water.
Hey, God, before you go.
Yeah.
Have you heard the Burt Show?
Hey, man, does that suck.
You're not a fan?
I sure am. Ain't. Olivia's dad, Mr. Deal.
Yeah.
Wanted me to say happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, God. I know you're busy.
God out.
Thank you, God. The God with his new music bed.
Also, warm birthday greetings to Sarah Green. We might have to eliminate Sex Boy if we bring God in.
Well, I like them both.
Warm birthday greetings to Sarah Green from her husband, David. They are expecting a good Jewish boy. At about the same time, Carla and I are going to have our baby.
Oh, that's nice.
And to Marco Garcia, who listens to TMOS so much that now even his wife is addicted. That's what I like to hear.
I love hearing that, huh?
We spread it. Spread it around. Spread it around
like a disease.
We're
going viral, Mike.
Good guy Jeremy Boss says, says his birthday miracle would be to hear Oscar talk up an Elvis record.
Oh, great.
I think this will go good. And Oscar, just so you know, you have a post here at 8:16:25.
Did Rob prepare you for this at all?
No.
Okay.
I never
Rob's,
do.
Because Rob's a friend.
But yes, let's jingle into this.
WTMT. Hey now, it's the Big Bopper. Right now, by request, it's Elvis. No one cares and no one's listening. Enjoy.
Nothing.
Got a little more time there.
That was
I hate Elvis.
Oscar's talk up of Elvis, ladies
Elvis
and gentlemen.
Sucks.
Wow, was that a birthday miracle, really?
That's funny. On Monday, Bud Smith entered the home stretch of his douchebag 30s, and he wonders what Morgan Freeman, well, there he is.
You see, you knew he would be there.
Would sound like as a duck boat captain.
Oh.
Do you remember the duck boat?
As we crawl up the Thames, outside you'll see the Prudential Tower. And if you go in a few miles, you'll see Fenway Park. What a wonderful city Boston is with our duck boats. And hey, you got them in Washington, D.C., too. That's right. Drive on land, drive in the water, and use World War II technology to make money in the tourism industry today.
Captain Freeman.
Hello, Rob.
With all this time you spend in the sun,
yes.
Does it bring out the spots on your face?
You can never get away from the spots on my face.
Yeah, we can call you Dottie.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
You know who my favorite duck boat captain is?
Who?
Andy Dufresne.
Oh, he was great.
Thank you.
Remember the perfect family from our Fort Myers meet and greet? Well, husband Rob Hodson would love to hear a sexy greeting for his wife, Debbie Hodson. Rawr.
Yeah.
The sexy greetings have been retired.
Oh, okay, so no
really?
More.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either.
We didn't do them.
We should
Buzz
have,
did them.
We should have Jimmy do them.
Jimmy Cerrito?
Yes.
You have him come in once a week one greeting.
You could do it as Jimmy.
Okay.
Because he was there. He met the Hudsons.
Okay. Hey. Well, he doesn't. Debbie. Oh, that's her name.
Yeah.
Hey, Debbie. Can I climb on?
Oh.
Sorry.
I think that was a little too close to real life.
Red Hot P1 Kate Sullivan Thomas turned another year lovelier yesterday. I can tell Rob's writing these. You're just another year lovelier.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. And today is Samantha Deshevsky's big day. Her husband Alex said she's a mother, a wife, and an inspiration. Could Bill Clinton please sing her happy birthday?
Well, no, I can't.
Really?
But I'd sure like to see that other fellow's wife, Debbie.
Oh, yeah.
And do what Mike was doing. No, anyway.
Kate Gerald turns 13 today. Any advice for the young man, Oscar, for the 13-year-old? Oh, now that's dangerous.
No.
That's very, very, very dangerous.
Wrap it up, my friend. Wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, he's not talking about a Sam and Dave record.
That's right. You know, and really, if you don't understand that, Cade, wait till you're a few years older, and then I'll put a tip in for that. Bag it. Double bag it.
Yeah.
And don't watch with the tip in.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, don't play that game.
Thank you. Erin Cody turns 27 tomorrow. She's been hooked on TMOS ever since her boyfriend Brian first played it for her over 2 years ago. We wish her a sincere happy birthday.
You see, I don't know why the boyfriend said she would really appreciate a sincere happy birthday. So,
Erin Cody, our best.
Warm wishes from all your friends.
This weekend, Ben wants us to say happy birthday to Brooke Forbes, who is a listener from way back, so far back, in fact, that she wants a birthday greeting from a pretty girl, Dolores.
Yes, a long time ago.
That's an old character.
Cool. But I would like to say this to Brooke, that for your birthday, I got you a lovely layer cake, and I've cut it in half and half. Then have the game.
Thank you very much.
I'm a pretty girl.
Ken Horn. I love that.
That was fun.
Ken Horn turned 68 this weekend. His sweetie, Kate Matthews, says they both donated to HHA, that's Helping Haitian Angels, and they both enjoyed personal phone calls from Radio's Mike O'Mara.
He's great.
That's me. And we thank them. I got to catch up on that. Like, right after it stopped,
yeah,
they still sort of smatter in a little bit.
Today would be a great day.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob. Finally, Mary Lynn White.
Who?
Mary Lynn White says that our traditional birthday song would make this the best birthday ever and would make up for making her burst out laughing during her daily walks and upsetting her neighbors.
She says she gets the worst looks.
All right. And, okay, let's do the birthday thing for Mary Lynn.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Mary Lynn.
Tip in.
And we also have an early birthday gift from Mike from Ren Mulberry.
Hey!
Wait, this is for me?
Yeah, she said it was an early birthday gift that also is going to perhaps help you on the ride that's coming up. So she wanted you to open it up now. Cool.
Well, my birthday's not for 24 days.
Oh, your birthday's next month?
This month.
June 22nd.
Really, yeah. Oh. It's Radio's Mike O'Mara, and we won't be on vacation for your birthday.
That's right.
As so often happens.
Yes, June 22nd is my birthday.
The big 5-0?
Yes, thank you very much. No, it's my 34th.
Oh.
Yeah, looking forward to
it's
that.
It's not, you'd be your 54th, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Rob, thank you.
I just like to do the math.
Jeez, yeah, it would be my 34th.
54th,
sorry.
That's great.
Hey, what is, how do I open this?
Well, you can open the card
use
first.
Use your thumbs.
This is the card, the opposable ones?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Let's see what
he knows
this
all
is.
About opposition.
It says, happy birthday. It's a picture of a guy on a motorcycle.
Yeah, because it's for the ride.
To a badass, if you saw that. Well, it's Ustream.
To a badass. That's very nice. You all like right. Dirty words.
Dear Mike, have a great ride and a great birthday. Your gift cost less than a copay. What a bargain. Ren Mulberry.
Yeah.
Let's see what it
very
is.
Very cool. Yeah.
It's a nice gift bag. She shipped this.
A birthday gift.
It's always nice to be thought of, isn't it, Mike?
It is on your birthday.
So kind.
It's a remembrance, really.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
A vigil.
And it's Tag Away Skin Tag Remover. Thanks, Ren.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When did you leave?
January 21st, 1965.
You remember that?
It's Thursday. Very snowy out. 7.2 inches of snow that day.
Jesus, that's just after Mom died, New Year's.
Yeah, Mom died January 5th, 1965.
And you remember that day? You remember that day that you left?
Short and sudden illness.
You remember that day
that you left?
Was I there? Where was I?
You were in the window. You waved to me. Bye-bye, Rain Man. Bye-bye, Rain Man.
You were the one that sang to me?
Yeah.
Did I like it when you sang to me?
Yeah.
Can we sing any other songs? You like the Beatles?
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
That is, don't think you're any better than me.
That is just another series of what I like to call clips from movies that are supposed to be horrible,
right,
that make Rob and Mike laugh.
Yeah, you know, and Mike, really, there's a valuable lesson to be learned there.
So abnormal.
Hot water does burn the baby.
It is.
And I want you to remember that because you have a little one on the way.
It is so abnormal. Live from Studio 1K in the Viperplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 18 million times, and we are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today is Thursday, May 30, 2013. Yep. My God, did May fly by.
Hey, Mike, where did it go?
I have no idea.
The show today is brought to you by Avalara. Now, Avalara, I want you to listen carefully to this. If you are a small business owner or you work for a business that sells products or services, the tax laws in this country are crazy. They're frightening. They can freak you out. They're always there. They're not going to go away. And Avalara is here to help you. 11,000 taxing jurisdictions in the U.S., and they all have their different little rules.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could probably spend the bulk of the year researching all
it's
of
daunting.
These
and
individual laws, and Avalara does it for
you. You have a business to run. You don't have time for that.
If you sell products or services in more than one place, you need the help that Avalara can provide you. Get it right, and don't have to. Don't wait for that that tax bill to come and that fear of penalties and interest. Because here's a little something about the IRS and all the local tax jurisdictions as well. They kind of make you pay, and then they make you pay what you owe on top of that with interest.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very dangerous. Get it right the first time if you're a TMOS listener and call today. Avalara is offering a free 60-day trial with no obligation. All you have to do is go to this website, SalesTaxRescue.com. That's SalesTaxRescue.com. Get the tax help you need, and they're terrific. They have a phone number as well. It's 800-256-3139. That's 800-256-3139. If you do this type of work, if you do work for a company or you sell services and goods online, you need their help, and you might be worrying about it. We want you to stop. Talk to the experts at Avalara today. That number again is 800-256-3139 or go to SalesTaxRescue.com. And we thank you in advance.
Thank you.
On the show today, we are very pleased, honored to welcome back into the studio our very own Officer Meg.
Yay! Yes.
Officer Meg, I saw Officer Meg last weekend, and I said, will you come in here and help me promote my ride for the Warriors that's coming up on June 8th? And she graciously agreed, and you also said you were going to bring me paperwork for a ride-along today.
Uh-oh.
I will email it to you.
You forgot. What?
Did you forget, or did you just think better of it?
No, I emailed it to myself from the county to my personal email, and I just forgot to print it out.
So the idea that there is paperwork for this type of thing, I would imagine
you sign your life away.
This is a disclaimer that if someone decides to take a machete to me, I'm you're absolved of all responsibility.
I've never really read it. but
that's good.
Well, she doesn't have to. She doesn't sign it.
She's in law enforcement, and they don't like paperwork.
For all of us who are not in the know, what is actually involved in a ride-along?
A ride-along is, quite simply, you ride along with an officer.
Right.
And
shotgun?
You get to, yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
You get to.
I'm accustomed to being in the back seat.
I've only seen the back seat.
Say that again, because I missed the straight line that was served up to me like a softball. Say that again, Oscar.
Shotgun?
No, they won't let me carry one. But anyway, sorry. Just had to go there for a second. But, you know, yesterday, it's interesting that we have Meg visiting with us today, because yesterday, you know, it was a very, very one of those difficult days for law enforcement in the D.C. area. Right down the street, Rob Loves Costco.
My favorite.
And right down the street, a shooting of apparently a crazy woman, an alleged crazy woman who was attacking people or going after people with sharp objects, including scissors. And they tried to tase her. And then when they didn't succeed in tasing her and she still represented a very dangerous threat, they unfortunately had to shoot her.
I want to take a moment to thank everyone who thought it was so funny to say, hey, I hope it wasn't your Costco. I hope Sonny's okay. You know what? Sometimes people just take a breath before you run to post on my wall.
Maybe it's because I have a lot
Sorry.
Of people, Meg.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Maybe it's because I know a lot of people that are on the job. But, you know, when I hear something close to home now, you know, we've had a good bucket of tragedy right in the area here, the Manassas area, Fairfax County, you know, with people just going nuts,
kind of losing it.
Yeah. It kind of seems like it's our MO around here, that we you know, out here in the burbs of DC, in DC they got the regular crooks, you know, and you're gonna get shootings there all the time, but
they're hard boiled, Mike.
Out here in the burbs, it just seems that more often than not it's people that kind of go off the deep end. And I know that when you're in law enforcement, and you know if you don't want to talk about any of this, you know, just say I really don't feel comfortable about it. The greatest fear, I would think, from all the shows that I've watched, the reality police shows, is the fear of domestic altercations. Is that your opinion, too, that if there's going to be a dangerous element out there, it's responding to that kind of call?
Traffic stops, domestics, and mentals.
Yeah, mentals being somebody like the lady at Costco.
Yeah, EDPs, emotionally disturbed people. It's, how do I explain? They're almost like animals. You can't tell when they're going to bite.
Right.
Because they're so messed up in the head where you just can't predict their actions. Most of the time, I don't want to say I can predict people's actions, but, you know, they'll either go one way or another. But mentals, they just, you know, their chemical imbalance is just making them act nuts, obviously.
They don't have the same tells as a normal person.
No. Yeah.
It's unpredictable.
And you can be just quietly leading somebody maybe to the back of your cruiser and bingo, somebody snaps and decides to go crazy. You know, details still coming out. Let me explain to the rest of our listeners around the country what we're talking about here. Yesterday, the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office began asking the public to call and ask people if they witnessed a Sterling, Virginia Costco fatal shooting. And they wanted to get people that hadn't been interviewed, if people had left that Costco.
This is not my Costco. This is up the street from
the
me.
Lady's name was Mai. I think it's Mhai. Would that be Mai?
I would think so.
Mai Scott, 38. She was the suspect that was reported to be wielding a knife and scissors and threatening store employees. That prompted the call for law enforcement assistance. One officer attempted to utilize a taser gun, but the county issued non-lethal suspect subduing weapon did not stop Scott after it was deployed, and that resulted in the second officer firing at her multiple times in order to protect those in danger around her. One deputy sustained injuries during the altercation with the suspect, and while he was taken to the hospital for treatment, he has since been released. Thank God for that.
Good.
That was the first, you know, when you hear that, you know, you get very, very concerned. And initial reports are always so scary because it comes out, you don't know what the hell is happening. So they're asking for people that witnessed this, because it was a fatal shooting, to call in. But it's standard procedure for a state law enforcement agency like the state police to assist in the investigation. So I think they wanted to make it clear in this report that they're not necessarily indicating that there was bad behavior on the part of the officers.
And also, this was not a Costco employee. It's a contracted employee. It's one of the ladies handing out samples. So the next time that you go,
God, that's amazing.
You know, when she was handing out pizza, and Meg, didn't you say that she appeared to be dissatisfied with the pizza?
That's what the report said. It said that she wasn't happy with the pizza samples.
Wow. But that's just more reason to say please and thank you.
Mm. You know, Meg, maybe you can back me up on this, but I've always thought this, because I've had moments or two with road rage where you just drive along and somebody cuts you off and you flip them off, you get mad. I really do. Somebody once told me you just have to bump in to that individual that needed one more thing to go wrong.
Yeah, you got to. You could be the straw.
And,
yeah.
You know, when you realize the millions of people that are in our metro area, and then think about the worst day you've ever had around here. Think about it. And then,
really crummy day.
Really crappy day. Yeah. And then
probably add, today.
And then
so far.
Then add one more layer to that. And you just got to be careful. I mean, you never know. It could be at 6 o'clock in the morning. It could be at 10 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen.
Well,
right?
Oscar just experienced yeah. that like last
Remember
week.
Remember the guy tried
it?
To rip my car door open because I honked at him?
Right.
That's right.
Because and I looked at him like, oh, someone's having a bad day.
Yeah, because you casually did that and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's my fault because I honked at him.
Yeah. Right.
That's what everyone in my immediate family says. Why are you honking at people? I said, because there was a school bus there. Am I supposed to sit here and watch them mow down kids?
It's got to be, I would imagine, for the sheriff that was responsible for this shooting, the guy that discharged his weapon. Got to be a pretty horrible experience, you know, because really no choice. You've got somebody who's threatening people with a knife. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You got to make a quick call. It's got to be extremely stress inducing. I know you've been around officers for a very long time. That's a tough situation.
I'm sure it is. It hasn't happened to me personally, but right. I can tell you that my department, and I'm sure Loudoun County as well, provides a lot of aftercare for these people. And
right.
there is actually seminars because once you've been in a shooting, you're actually more likely to be in another one.
Right.
But I know like when you get in that moment, you're not thinking about anything but, yeah. you know, taking care of
and your training.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You say you've never been involved in the situation, but I know you've obviously been trained for it and you've probably talked to people who have. How common is it for a taser to not work?
Oh, very common, because tasers have like two different systems. Essentially, they shoot darts out.
Right.
So the two darts actually have to touch or go into that person
have to
make
get
a complete
skin,
cycle.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. if you even get like, say, a thick denim where they don't penetrate a thick denim.
Yeah, like puffy coats in the winter and
that's
stuff.
That's not going
to
work.
It
okay.
won't. It actually has, it's a circuit. So if you think about a circuit, like, you know, a full circuit,
sure.
like
yes.
battery and
right.
stuff like that, it
right.
has to make a full circuit. If not, you're going to be doing the drive stun, which is actually touching the taser to the person, which completes that circuit.
Okay.
So,
and if a person's wielding a knife, you're not going to get close enough to be able to do that.
No, because those darts shoot out pretty far.
Right.
But they shoot out at an angle. So, I mean, if you shoot it wrong, I mean, there's a laser on it, so you have a target, because you don't have like sights on the taser or anything like
right.
that. But if you miss, you're kind of screwed.
If anybody wants an example of what that looks like, I would recommend The Hangover. Yeah. In the face. Have you seen that movie?
Yes.
Oh, man, it's like right yeah. there in the... it's just, it's crazy. And then you were saying right before the show started, another shooting down in D.C. happened. I'm not even up on that one yet because they happen too frequently around
yes.
here. It's craziness, right?
Well, within an hour, they had posted it on Facebook about, you know, that's basically where I get my news from, because I don't like to watch the news. Just because I see crap every day.
Right. right.
Within an hour, they had posted that a DC officer had been grazed. And of course I hit up Jerky and he said everybody was good to go. And I guess that officer or whoever was there, they got in a shootout and killed that guy.
Here's a whacked out theory. Jeez. Does it have anything to do with temperature? I mean,
yesterday
was the first legitimate dog day that we had, mm-hmm. the first really hot day that we had in D.C.
There's a history in movies of crime sprees and stuff happening in the dead of summer. Do you think there's a relationship to hot weather and short tempers?
I don't know. I deal with nuts every day, unfortunately.
That's the right answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Rob, you have your cold weather nuts and you have your hot weather nuts.
These are delicious warm weather nuts.
Well, they're more mobile in the summer because they're not having to hunker down. A lot of them are homeless.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're not, you know, having to hunker down and stay warm. You know, they can walk around all day and all night and be comfortable.
Now, a lot of my on-the-job friends, a lot of my friends in law enforcement, have extended the invitation that Meg has also extended me. This is the first time I'm going to take someone up on this.
Oh, I get to deflower
you. And
you
know what?
I don't want to disparage my fellow officer friends here because, I mean, the fact is I like you all, but there's something about Meg that I just know that Meg would take care of me if anything really happened and I started to, you know, just act like, little baby boy, help Meg, let's drive away.
I've heard you get these offers literally for 20 years.
I have gotten them forever, and, well, Most of them come from jerky.
Yeah, but I wouldn't ride with him.
He's just looking for company.
I wouldn't ride with him.
I know, jerky with me. I've seen too many, you know, I've heard too many of jerky stories.
Can I come along? I can be the perp.
What is
the
you want to ride along the same day? You
by the way, it's not going to be like playing a role, Oscar.
No. You know, hold on. I got a great idea. If Oscar comes along and he rides in the back, it will be exactly like playing a role.
You'll fit in with my...
He'll look like he belongs in the back of the cruiser.
So. I could be undercover. So when you actually pick someone up, one, I could talk to them in Spanish.
Oh, you can translate
honest.
For me?
And then two, I'll be like, yeah, you know, they got me for murder one.
What is
and
the protocol?
Just ride around.
From your bosses, what I mean, or the rules. I mean, there obviously is a playbook for this. What is the protocol for two people coming along on a ride-along?
We'll have to ride with somebody else. Boo. You guys have to fill out the forms. We have to make sure that you're not like a criminal or anything. And
So
could you put him on Mike's lap? Any chance of all.
So he'd go in another car?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's do it on the same night.
Yeah,
let's do it on the same shift.
It has to be approved, which I'm hoping it will be. It will be like, hi, this is Michael O'Mara.
Yes. Right.
Yeah,
Schmosker Fantana. No record.
Steve's ridden with me. A bunch of people have ridden with me. It's fun, and we'll get some really good Peruvian chicken. We have a staple in Falls Church that we go to.
That'd be great.
I see the way you roll, Officer Meg.
We'll let you ride around with the person that works Colmore.
Thank
That'd
you.
Be good. Yeah, Oscar, we'll get you some food from Mexico, and Mike, we'll get you some whiskey.
I'm excited about it, and
that'll be fun.
How
I don't want to horn in though.
No, I think if you're going to be going in a separate cruiser,
not like you have already.
Will our paths be able to cross if he's in another cruiser?
It's possible. I work in one area that normally doesn't cross paths with, but I'm going to put him in Bailey's.
Whatever that means.
Bailey's Crossroads.
Bailey's Crossroads.
Oh, I know what that means.
Yeah, Colmore.
Yeah, drop in and see my dad. He lives
I think
there.
My uncle lives there.
Now,
how many?
You probably know him.
What should we, before this happens, you know, and if it gets approved, and yes. I really hope it does, what are some things we're going to need?
Should I wear a vest?
No.
Yes, and
unless,
no shirt.
If you have one?
No, but
we don't provide them.
We should borrow vests.
Do you mean a bulletproof vest?
Let me explain.
We should look like we're officers.
Okay.
No.
You're familiar with baseball umpires.
You are so dumb.
You know baseball umpires that are behind home plate that might be of a larger carriage?
Yes.
Okay, you know what those guys look like?
Yes.
Okay, picture me in that vest. I look like the effing Michelin man.
Mike is going to show up
and I look like that without a vest.
I'll give you a girl vest, Oscar, so you can have a uniboob.
There's a great shot, Mike, of you wearing a vest in the store that we went to at South of the Border.
Right.
And it looked just like how you're describing.
Yeah, my overweight status fluctuates to the low end of mm-hmm. overweight, I am still, vests are not my friend. The O'Mara family have barrel chests, all of us. We have ridiculous midsections, and therefore it's very uncomfortable.
You know who wore a lot of vests?
Who's that?
Curly Howard.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
the tight ones that would look silly on.
Yeah, and they tend to look silly.
Right. So we don't need one? We don't need a vest?
If you want to wear one, you can, but.
I don't want a vest.
I'll wear one. Just in
you
case.
You have one?
I'm sure I could find one.
Yeah, I'm sure
you
could.
But you can't wear anything that says, like, police.
No. Have you ever seen Street Kings with Keanu Reeves?
No.
What is that movie? That's a movie, like, 11 people saw in theater.
Mike, I don't think it's a good idea to ride on the same night as Oscar.
Really?
Because he's going to do something that's not only going to endanger himself,
but
all of Northern Virginia.
I'm a method actor.
I can communicate with Oscar, and I can tell him to be on his best behavior.
Yes.
I can make sure that I tell him that
I'm going to look cool.
He's going to, when that really is what matters, isn't it? He's going to be
like
running
all
around
black.
In a bulletproof vest.
I think you should, and I think it would be interesting, and then we could come in here and we could compare notes.
Yeah, camo paint.
It would be fantastic. I think it would be a wonderful idea for you to join me for the ride.
Thank you.
So can we process the paperwork with him as well?
Yeah. And, I'll be good.
Can he wear mirrored sunglasses?
No. Aviators don't look good on me.
Most of the time, do I just stay put in the car?
No, you can come out and you go inside with me and, you know, do whatever I do. If it's something that's bad, I'll have you sit in the car until I tell you you can come in.
Okay. All right.
But
if it's something that you think is really potentially hazardous.
You're gonna see a lot of interesting things.
Really? Oh, good.
¿Dónde está la marihuana y la cocaína? See? I'm already, I got to ask that question and we'll work it out.
How do you say
I'm going to use you if you come.
In Spanish, how do you say, why is that retard wearing a bulletproof vest?
I don't want to say that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
You just have to dress appropriately, though.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about the ride for the Warriors that Meg is participating in. And Meg had just an amazingly successful ride for the Officer Down Memorial page. We'll talk about that and motorcycles and lots more fun. And also,
It's yard sale time.
Oh, good. Yes. I love yard sale time.
Yeah. Well, it's the train festival in Manassas. Yep. Before we take this break, I do want to share with you today's Raw moment for Spring Break Raw 2013. Rob has put a lot of time and care into these audio tapes. Mark has done a wonderful job with the video, which you will get for FREE if
no
you
charge.
Buy all three of our Raw series. And today we've got a very special Raw moment.
This
right?
comes from towards the end of the trip, Mike, and I would call us crispy. And this is in the latter part of the last day of the trip. Let's go to the tape.
The Mike O'Mara Show's Raw Spring Break 2013. When you'll hear Mike O'Mara say...
Now that we have gotten fuel here, yes. And it's 12 o'clock, not the aforementioned 1:15, right. Are we going for it? No stops for any food. We're just going to keep rolling.
I don't care if I shit my pants. We're going to your house.
So long, everybody.
And whether or not I do that, you have to buy the tape.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by Hulu Plus,
oh, they're
everybody.
Great.
I want to thank everybody that's reached out to me and told me how wonderful Hulu Plus is for them. You've tried streaming hit shows on your PC. Now it's time to start your free trial, exclusive content in your living room on your mobile device with Hulu Plus. We're talking about TVs, game consoles, Blu-rays, Apple TV, or your smartphone or tablet. With Hulu Plus, you get your favorite content anywhere, full seasons of your favorite shows, and even full seasons of classic TV shows.
You wouldn't believe what I found yesterday.
What did you find?
Not available on DVD.
Right.
Not available online. The 1984-85 season of Saturday Night Live that had Billy Crystal and Martin Short, one
is
of my favorite seasons of all time.
Is that where Billy Crystal is Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yes, and You Look Marvelous and Ed Grimley. I've been looking for this for years, literally years. My tapes have worn out. They've got it on Hulu. Also, Dick Van Dyke, Rockford Files, Groucho Marx, everything, black and white color. It was like an amusement park looking around in there.
Now, Hulu Plus used to be for the computer. Hulu used to be for the computer.
Right.
Hulu Plus is for all the things I mentioned.
Yeah.
So you can get it anywhere. You can get it on demand. Entertainment, especially our video entertainment, we are in a world now where you want to have it at your fingertips and you want to get it whenever you want it. That's what Hulu Plus does.
I honestly was watching three different things, one on my TV, one on my tablet, one on my phone, just because I could.
You're a believer.
I love it.
Right now, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can get an extended free trial. Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike. Now, remember that because it's not the usual code we use. It's M-I-K-E. That's HuluPlus.com/Mike. Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless with Hulu Plus. And drop me a line and let me know how it's working for you.
It's
I'd
amazing
love to hear
stuff.
About that. Okay, we want to talk about all the good stuff that's happening with the ride coming up. Starting to get a little excited about it. We're about a week away from the big ride for the Warriors coming up, and your ride that raised a tremendous amount of money for the Officer Down Memorial Page was really an amazing success.
Well, I'm glad you guys came out. Thank you very much.
It was awesome.
It was so much fun.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, on Tuesday of this week, Mike and I both wore your T-shirt, and we looked like flaming queens because we matched. Did. It was great.
The tan one, you know, the tan one in the big sizes. This is the way it works. John Murphy with the Harley Owners Group is helping me with this ride, and we determined a while back that, Meg has like the most successful ride in the world.
Right.
So what we're going to do is steal every idea from her. Now, there are shades of difference.
Borrow.
But we're going to borrow. Well, steal.
Well, this is what we've done ever since we started the podcast.
Steal. The idea. The thing that I've talked about the ride, but I've really not spent a good amount of time letting you know what it's all about. This is the ride for the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. This is a group that helps our first responders of the military. We're talking about the special ops guys. The Navy SEALs are a great example. Those are everybody knows about the SEALs based on the Osama bin Laden operation. These are first guys in, and these are guys that catch a lot of flack. And when I say flack, I mean it. They get killed. They get wounded. They leave families behind like any other veteran. But it was made. I was made aware of the fact that the special operations guys and this particular organization needs a little extra attention because you just don't hear a lot about it. The nature of what they do
is intelligence. So you're not going to hear these guys. You're not going to hear a lot about them. And before really the Osama bin Laden operation, you didn't hear anything about them.
Yep.
But they have the same needs that other veterans have. And what I love about this Special Operations Warrior Foundation, it is a group that specifies education. They focus on education. So, for example, if God forbid one of these individuals is killed in the line of duty, the Special Operations Warrior Foundation will pay for the family's education, the sons, the daughters. They also offer free educational counseling to family members of Special Ops guys.
Oh, wow.
It's really focused on education, and I like that. And then if somebody is wounded in combat, in a combat situation, it's direct financial assistance. So it's a three-prong organization that works with these wonderful warriors, these heroes, as I like to call them, the first responders, the first guys in, the guys that set the table for everybody else in the military, and they go in. And we are just going to have a fantastic time on Saturday morning, June 8th, where we all get together. And really, those rides, Meg, there's such a feeling of camaraderie and unity with a bunch of people that are just doing good for another group of people, which is why bikers love to raise money for people.
Yeah, bikers have huge hearts and huge pockets. I mean, they love to do charity stuff, and I love being a part of everything, all the rides that go on. And, you know, it's just, it's an immaculate thing that we do. I mean, if you think about it, who else does so many rides to raise money for all these charities?
Bikers raise more money for charities than any group in the country. And this is a great organization. And this area in particular, the Washington, D.C. area, you know, with Rolling Thunder just passed, we actually are so excited about being close to that, because I get a chance to chat with a lot of my biker friends before I have my ride. And then Meg's is right before Rolling Thunder. So it's a nice little bookend situation. And these are kind of three big rides. You know, also the Law Ride, which is a wonderful ride I participated in for the first time. This is going to be a great day. Starts at Patriot Harley-Davidson. My friend Lyndon Abel and Bob DeHaven out of Patriot have been generous enough to support us and give us that great parking lot to stage our ride.
Perfect.
So it starts there. We want bikes in the parking lot at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we'll roll out around 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful ride that John Murphy has designed for us throughout the Northern Virginia countryside. And then we end up at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
How many times have you started a story that involves the phrase, we end up at Jimmy's?
We end up at Jimmy's, but we really do this time.
We do. By design.
Planned.
But really, when you're talking about the sheer value of this, we're going to have a raffle where we're going to have great swag from Patriot Harley-Davidson, from Colgan Power Sports.
Television, right?
We're going to have a television that we're going to raffle off. So not only do we want you to make that donation of $20, which gets you the T-shirt,
yep.
If you pre-register, you get a free T-shirt. It also will get you an incredible all-you-can-eat buffet at Jimmy's at the end of the ride.
Such good food.
And that's one of the parts of my ride that I actually really, really love is the great food at Jimmy's. He knows how to do it. He sets us up in the alley.
Award-winning.
All on June 8th. And why did you say award-winning?
Because he's a jerk.
Why did you say that? You're being a hump.
No. Mike,
what are you slamming Jimmy?
No. It's James Beard recognized wonderful food from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. It's my favorite place to go.
Best wings.
They have great
wings. Award-winning.
Yep.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Everyone thinks I'm a jerk.
Barbecue wings.
Yeah.
Hold on. Barbecue wings are on the menu for the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
So you can go to Jimmy's. You pay your $20. I swear to God,
I always pay.
I know you do. And I will get. I will get you your own plate of barbecue wings.
Thank you.
Will you feed him?
I don't know. I've got to pace myself because that is also the day of my oldest daughter's high school graduation.
Yeah.
So for anyone wondering whether I'll be a wreck that day, because it is stressful.
Use a different word.
It's a
I started drinking at 10.
Yeah, you were drinking when I got there.
Shh.
I remember.
I will not, simply because I've got to go to the graduation.
Yeah. Mike, I'll take one for the team.
Thank you very much.
But will you replace?
But pace yourself.
Will you replace the craving for food with big stacks of food, for alcohol with food?
Food?
Yeah, will you eat?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I'll
bonbon.
But I'm not sure I want to do, you know, I don't want to like have.
And you'll change clothes before the graduation.
Oh, I'm going to even shower before the graduation.
Oh, are you going to wear your Boss Hog suit?
No, I am not going to wear my boss. You mean like my biker suit?
No, I mean the
white suit.
The white suit you have.
What white suit?
Didn't you go as Boss Hog one time for Halloween and you kept that suit?
What are you even talking about?
I don't know what you what kind
when
of
you
crack
are,
were
when
you smoking?
When you were doing the show with Kirk
for the morning show,
you dressed up like Colonel Sanders, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and I said you look like Boss Hog.
Oh, because Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard wore a white suit, white tie,
white
vest.
Where did we go? Where did we? Was it a Halloween party?
It was a Halloween party.
It was a Halloween
party. Yeah, I used to listen to your morning show.
I think I threw it away.
How do I know that? And you don't.
Why would you throw it away? I would think it would be a great mover at the Mike O'Mara yard sale.
God, no, stop it. Stop it. You know what he complains about? We got too many things going on.
I know, but you teased it.
This is the perfect storm of those things. And I'm sorry. I know I teased that we're having... I can't burden my listeners with too many things.
I understand.
Let's take care
of... You are not the burdener.
Let's take care of the charity, and then we will take care of ourselves. Jesus Christ.
June 8th.
June 8th. Ride for the Warriors. Meg, you going to be there?
Of course.
Some of your fellow officers going to be there?
I'm helping out.
The Harley Owners Group's going to be there.
Yes.
And these boys are all going to be...
Hell yeah.
Spinning records and everything.
Rob's going to be spinning records. It's going to be a great day. We got to take a break. We will come back and talk about a Todd Moore dating update. Because Meg's got some thoughts on Todd when we come back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. Father's Day's coming fast. Your dad needs Mangrates. They're made in America. 100% American cast iron. Steak, chicken, and veggies never tasted so good because Mangrates sear your food to seal in the juices.
Mm.
No flare-ups, no dry meat, guaranteed. Mangrates bring steakhouse quality to your house. Named one of the best grilling accessories by Men's Health Magazine, Mangrates make the perfect Father's Day gift. Get Mangrates for your dad or yourself. Click their ad on our website or go to mangrate.com. Enter the code TMOS and you get our special price, $19.99, and a custom grill brush.
Greatest grill brush ever. And Mike, I don't know if you remember this, but last Halloween, you got a tremendous stain on your Boss Hogg suit. And the grill brush was able to remove the stain.
Lick it, Rob.
And make it look better than before.
All right.
Grill brush.
Get your Mangrate today.
And Mike, special thanks to Mangrate because they are going to help support the t-shirts that we're giving away.
Oh, awesome. Fantastic.
Isn't Evan a good guy?
Evan is a good guy. Yes. I can't wait to look at the design.
Yeah, I have something for you to see. Yeah,
that is awesome. And really, thanks to Evan and everybody at Mangrates for
great
doing
family.
That. Let's raise a ton of money for the Wounded Warriors Foundation.
Yeah.
I am excited about that. When the show is just about to begin, the question that Officer Meg asked Oscar Santana about Todd Moore, and I remember it.
Oh,
she said to you, Oscar, is he really like that?
For those of you that might have missed it, on Monday,
Tuesday.
On Tuesday, it's a weekend. It's a holiday,
that's right.
Holiday week.
Short
week.
A shortened holiday week, Oscar.
On Tuesday, we debuted the fact that Todd Moore, one of my best friends, is now looking for love, hopefully in all the right places instead of all the wrong places. And he came on the show and he really gave his hit list of what he would like in his potential mate.
I'm going to stop you right there.
He's a douche.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Well,
hold on, douche.
Let's get to that. Now,
I don't think he's a douche.
When we
honest.
When we finished, hold on.
He's honestly.
Wait,
now stop. I didn't say it.
Don't you pile on.
Why, have I ever?
Right now, technically, it's bad enough for him right now. All right. And the greatest love. When you, my feeling, and I want you to be honest here.
Okay.
When the segment was over, and I like having him in. I didn't pre-read what he was going
to
want with his requirements and all that. I legitimately said, hey, come on in. We'll see if we can get you hooked up with a woman. I got the impression at the end of that segment that both Todd and you legitimately thought that it might go better than it did. And because of that, I just want to ask this question. Did you really think that like going into it, that, hey, this is going to be both funny and it's not going to piss anybody off and it's going to be A-OK? What? Because you're the professional broadcaster.
Yes.
You have to think those six steps ahead.
Right.
Todd doesn't. Todd was disappointed.
Well, Todd was beaten down.
Well, I actually...
And I know he was disappointed because he went home and listened to the show.
Yes.
And really, he went home to listen to it to see how bad it was for him.
Right.
And I said, Todd, it's not that bad. And
it's not bad for us.
It was bad.
It was extremely.
It was horrible.
It was entertaining.
It was wonderful for the listener.
It was it was entertaining for me.
I had a blast.
I think it was entertaining for our listeners. What was his impression after he listened to the show?
So I don't think his impression really changed from our initial gut feeling. Because you know when you walk out of, let's say, an interview or a bad date.
Yeah.
You know how you feel.
Okay. Here, I want to stop you right there.
Okay.
In the name of God, how did he think it was going to go with that list?
Because, you know,
he gave me the list to read. There's no way that's going to come across as positive.
As someone who was actually in the room and watched the thing go down.
the thing. The Todd Moore segment that will henceforth be referred to as the thing.
What was great about the thing, and I loved the thing, is that Todd changed because it was almost like someone, picture if you will, a Roadrunner cartoon. Okay? And Wile E. Coyote has the Acme bat suit. And he jumps off the cliff. And when he jumps off the cliff, he has every inclination. He's positive that he's going to fly and catch that Roadrunner. That was Todd at the beginning of the thing. Todd was sitting bolt upright.
Yeah, he was.
He was listening to everything. About halfway through, the wings came off the costume.
Yes.
And Todd started to do this.
Yeah.
Sliding down into his chair. But he became, what happened is, I think he went into it with strong optimism and a good attitude.
He was
but
happy.
When he heard it out loud,
he left
right, when he heard it out loud and saw us reacting to it, he began to realize that this was a tremendous misstep.
Now listen, not that I like Todd, and I like hanging out with Todd.
I do too.
And he's for
very
this,
tall.
And he's Oscar's best buddy in the whole wide world. The simple reason for this disaster,
the thing,
there's no one in this room that's responsible. There was no spinning that went on.
No,
this was the man himself, and what he put out there, you could not, he put himself in a no-win situation that way.
Though I think that while all those requirements are a fact, like we've had private conversations about,
let me
that
stop,
he
you
misrepresented
right
himself.
Requirements, but there's your problem.
That's thank you, Meg. That is what I'm going to say. Having requirements, you can't
this
do it.
This is the best day to have a lady in the studio.
Meg, what we need a woman's perspective.
We do.
And
he's a better man than what he sounded like on that show.
He'd almost have to be.
But you know what? He screwed himself.
Of course.
Jerks.
I mean, seriously.
That's Rob that said that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Rob likes when the body's down there like that.
I was praising him.
It was bad.
Now, Meg, with all due respect, we have to separate two things here. We have the entertaining show over here, which I thought it was.
Oh, that was great.
And then we have the Todd part that... Just having the list of
a
requirements.
A female perspective.
That's a bit off-putting, correct?
So I listen to you guys when I'm in my cruiser. I was at work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm driving.
How did you
around.
Measure up to his requirements, by the way?
Who measures up to his requirements? That's why he's single.
Yeah.
There's one guy. There is one person on planet Earth that will always measure up to
okay,
Todd.
So
and
it's
Oscar
Santana.
Right.
Well, okay. But you don't have double D's.
No, I don't. No, but he said C to double D.
That's right.
That's a range.
Ridiculous. Like, I mean, so I sat there and listened to it, and I was like, man, what would I put on a list? And then I was like, I can't be that much of a douchebag like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not coming on looking for a mate. And in his defense, when you go on Match.com or eHarmony, you have to list what you're into.
Okay.
So he probably is used to that format where you check off boxes that you're into.
It might look better in print than it does being read.
Well, yeah, and he just sounded so cocky and arrogant.
Oh, I don't know that he sounded arrogant.
Oh, no. Okay.
This is live radio.
It was bad.
We tape it, but it's live, folks.
It is live to tape.
Meg, let's do this.
Okay.
Because Todd's a friend.
Let's do this.
And because I want to, because you've never met the guy, and I want to help him. What would you? How about some positive
advice?
Some positive criticism. Yeah. Some constructive criticism. How would you? What would you tell? How can Todd save this situation?
Exactly. Save is what we want to
right.
do.
Save.
Because you know, otherwise it's going to be really awkward when he sets up his booth at the ride on June 8th.
He's a kissing booth.
He's going to be known as that guy from now on. Like, I mean, he's like the on The Bachelor or whoever, you know, the guy that went on twice. He's that guy now.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
he's Richard Hatch.
But it's one of those.
The thing is, he's a nicer guy. He's one of the nicest.
He really is.
Sweetest guys you'd ever want to meet.
In person.
Well, I think.
Yes.
Okay, so he just needs to go online and buy somebody because, you know, you can do that.
Oh,
no.
Because then they can fit all of his requirements. That's what I was sitting in my cruiser. I'm like, he's not going to find all of these, you know, A through Z. He has to go online. And what is that? Like that sugar mamas? Like.
CougarLife.com.
Can I just say,
we've
had Officer Meg on the show twice. Best appearance ever.
Yeah. And you know, Todd is sweet, and he is a genuinely nice guy and fun to be with, but he seems to have bad luck on this show. Because before, he was known as the guy that can't get his wings right. And now that's like not even a misdemeanor.
Listen, what I like about Meg, I also like about Todd. There's one thing, I've never said this to you personally. I'll say this to you. No, I'm going to say this to you personally, right here on the show. The thing that I like about the quality that I admire in both of you is honesty.
Oh, yes.
Both of you, you know, but I
you don't
think
fake it.
I don't want to date him. I'm just saying.
No. I know. I'm not trying to set that up.
Because you're a lesbian.
Stop it. What is that about? That is not. Stop that.
He's getting mad.
I didn't bring it up.
He's
this
getting
time.
Upset. Yeah. He is.
Well, you're talking about my best friend.
But I'm not mad at.
I just
got done saying that he's a lovely, sweet guy. But that's Meg has the listener's perspective, especially the female. Single female right. listeners
and
perspective.
I agree
on that.
With her. She's absolutely right.
Right.
I think that he misrepresented himself because when you're filling out that form on Match.com in your private time, it's just you and yourself.
And it's a computer screen
yes.
and it's much more clinical. When
yeah.
you come on a show like this, you can't do that. And
Just used to taking that surgical approach to life. He's kind of a genius. I mean, he's a genius.
And he's a clinic. You know? He's a mathematician.
Yes.
And he's a computer guy. And that's it. Would he? Now, listen, Todd has an open policy, an open invitation, which Meg just earned about 5 minutes
ago. That's right.
So I've got two people now that have an open invitation to come on this show. The fact is, Todd, I would love Todd
yes.
to get a complete do-over. To get a complete do-over where he just comes in and, you know what?
Appropriate.
He's got to do this.
Yeah.
He's got to go to the heart. Well, he's got to talk about
the fact
that.
And he's got to do this.
He's got to have a few cocktails.
Oh, I didn't know what he was indicating with that hand gesture.
Oh, no, like that. Jerks.
Can I propose something?
Yeah.
Can I ask him questions? A woman asking him questions?
Oh, wow. That is.
Because
oh, that smells like a bonus show to me.
He's in a room full of dudes, so he's got to act all cool, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, she's got to have double Ds, you know?
No, that is brilliant. That is a brilliant idea.
I think that would be, look, how can I turn that
down? Are you single?
Yes.
Oh.
I think.
Hey, I'm not a, what would you call it? The skinny mini with double Ds.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Well, he kind of
and
did.
I have tattoos, which he probably doesn't like.
He might be into tattoos.
Yeah, but your tattoos are cool.
They are.
Your
they
tattoos are very, very cool. I think that would be very good. And obviously, and now listen. You're one thing you are honest, Meg, but you're also tough. You're a tough lady. You have
tough
to be.
As nails, yeah.
You have to be tough in your profession.
You have to be fair and
so
balanced.
I'm going to look at you in
you
the
want
eye.
Me to tone it down.
I want not tone it down as my. Yeah, maybe a little nicer.
Yeah,
okay.
Be nice.
I mean,
you know, just so he can feel not totally
no,
attacked.
You're intimidating.
You know,
she's intimidating.
Well,
she's a pretty woman,
but she's also very kind.
Thank you, Oscar.
One of the kindest people I've met. A
yes.
very a person that I. She's a new friend of Carla's and mine, and we like her a
How
lot.
How about this?
Yes.
Would Josh have to know she's in law enforcement?
Josh?
Not Josh. I'm sorry. Would Todd?
What were you thinking about?
Wow.
I am a gay American.
Wow. Would Todd have to know?
Hold on. Who had suddenly this sexually charged environment? And it's like, Josh. Are you
Come
talking about
me
our.
In my audio log.
You missed your boyfriend.
Sometimes,
Josh.
My mind is just elsewhere.
Are you talking about our intern, Josh?
It was a total misspeak. I don't know who I'm talking about. But would Todd have to know she's in law enforcement? Because that might make him less intimidated.
Josh, this is how
less
I
less intimidated?
This is how
Wait,
I
not
had
knowing?
Show.
Yeah, if you didn't
sorry,
know you were a cop.
I'm
oh, yeah.
sorry.
That is an intimidating factor.
Oscar's kidding me. I'm
Josh,
sorry. I lost my
Carrie's head. Going away this weekend.
Let's shave our heads.
Let's
Come
our,
over, Josh.
Oh, shave our heads.
Oh,
five
stop
guys.
It. I'm too tired today. I'm going to have an aneurysm. Stop it.
I think you're going to be fine.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Officer.
Hi, Josh. It's Rob. I have some boxes I need you to bring up to the attic.
Shirtless.
I'll follow you up to the attic.
I'm already in the attic.
Here we go.
No, but what if Todd didn't know she was in law enforcement? Maybe he would be less intimidated.
Todd listens to this show.
Yeah.
Todd, but maybe he can forget.
Todd's especially going to listen to this show.
Yeah, you're right.
Now,
you're right.
They listen live. They're probably watching right
now. I like Todd. I want to do well. Todd is I like Todd Moore a lot. He is a wonderful guy. He is a brilliant guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just the whole approach to coming on, it was doomed from the beginning, and we didn't have to. It didn't require any assistance from us.
Tough
room. He came in with
it was
all
a
the
tough
doom
room.
On a piece of paper.
It's a tough room, like it's a tough room for anybody.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think the idea of
soft touch,
a little. Well, she doesn't have to have the soft touch. Just a dialogue between Meg and Todd, and you know, with you know, what's that one?
Oh, she when it's like because she has all this training, Officer Meg could actually tell.
Really stop me when you.
Well, yeah, because she can actually tell when she's actually talking to perps out there on the street.
Oh, I can tell if he's lying.
He can tell if he's lying.
I'm the human lie detector.
Yeah, she has those skills.
Him and.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry.
Oh, my God. That I think that's
Put
a great
Put him in a room
idea.
With one naked light bulb.
All right, what we're going to do, we'll let this percolate, okay?
Percolate.
And then we're going away because that's the Raw week mm-hmm. that we're going. When we come back that week, the week that we come back.
Top of the list.
Coordinate your schedules. We will get Tomo and we will get Officer Megan here.
That gives him
I'll
time
wear
for
a dress.
And that gives him time for sensitivity training.
Yeah, that it should be amazing.
Gives Rob time for more time with John.
No,
I knew you weren't going to.
Fingers crossed.
That. Oh my God, I love it. I truly love it. All right, so we will do that. Get to your friend Todd.
I will coordinate.
My friend as well.
Yeah.
How upset was he? Was he? He's not really upset, is he?
I don't. He was. He was
sensitive.
I went to his home afterwards, and I could tell he was. He had like a. He was beat down.
Mm-hmm. How many reality TV show appearances did he cancel based on it?
No, because again,
you're not helping him.
I'm his biggest fan.
He wanted to be as sincere as possible, and unfortunately, he was a little too honest.
Now you're not helping him,
right?
Because you really shouldn't say what he did was sincerity. The most help he got is when Meg said he was playing it up for a room full of guys.
Yeah, yeah. He was probably just doing shtick.
Yeah, and Meg, you'll have plenty
Let's
of time to maybe review the segment, come up with some questions as far. And I want, you know, what I want really is I want everybody to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd like Todd to be honest instead of like going to the clinic. Because it is, as guys, we put up those defense mechanisms mm-hmm. where we want to appear kind of clinical about mm-hmm. this. When in this fact, you know, the fact is loneliness is loneliness.
Yeah,
if you don't find that perfect person, even if you're doing one night stands, it's not the same thing as having somebody in your life.
You've got to be open. You have to be honest. If you love your intern, Josh, you must say, hello, Josh, even when you don't want to say his name.
I'd like to tell the story, ladies and gentlemen, about a guy that was in his 40s.
Yes.
In his 40s a long time ago.
Oh, this must
guy
be a
that was out
story.
There had just gone through a second painful marriage experience. And
yeah.
was out there alone. Sad. Lonely.
Sad, right?
He had his requirements also. Well, only one real requirement. She can't be bat-ass crazy. Anyway, that was me.
And then Carla came into your life.
And now I'm putting together baby furniture.
Yeah. Yes, just not very well.
Oh, my God. Hey, Fisher Price. Lick it.
Not a fan? Because for years you liked Fisher but hated Price.
You know, when you're talking about an infant, you're not talking about, you know, a little seat for an infant.
Yeah.
It should not be that complicated. It should not have that many bells and whistles and pulleys and stuff like
that. Is this a toy seat or is this like a car seat?
It's a great product.
Great.
Sent by a listener.
Great.
Which blows me out of the water. And we sat there and it's got a little electronic thing that plays music and it's supposed to sort of soothe the baby.
Did you check the batteries?
I put the batteries in. I'm just talking
the right
about
way?
The process of putting it together. It was
unfortunately,
like,
Oscar, it only plays Skrillex.
It was like a Japanese stereo cabinet. Yeah. It was impossible to put together.
And you know what? You're not even to the point yet where you have to like go to the fire department and have them put in the car seats and stuff.
Really?
Oh, that's a hassle.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you know what? There is no way a human being can put in a car seat right.
Really?
Bring your car to the station with the car seat, and we'll get it in your car.
Really?
Yeah, we have some officers that are trained.
Christmas Day.
I'm right looking there. Forward to all that because I'm 53, soon to be 54. Yeah, should be fantastic.
You'll want to get it to the police station before your nap time, Mike.
I've got the other seat to put together. Hey, the crib was taken care of by Carla's grandfather.
Thank God, because that was going to result in a loud crash in the middle of the night.
I seriously, when I see him, I don't know what I'm going to do for the guy, but Ernie, I owe you big time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're getting down to the wire here. Had the OBGYN appointment yesterday.
How'd you do?
Met the my stomach measurements were larger than Carla's.
Well, you're coming along.
I'm not exaggerating.
You're both do.
Yeah, absolutely. But we met the last doctor, and there's a practice of, I believe there are three of them,
right?
And every one of them is like ultra cool.
Oh,
like
great.
Fantastic, confidence-inspiring individuals.
Do they do the thing where always one is on call, so you're not sure who is going to be delivering the baby,
that's why
it's going to be one of them.
That's why you have to meet all of them.
Right.
And Mama got the little pain lecture about the pain medication, which she's cool with. Carla will be opting for the pain-free approach.
Really?
Epidural?
Yeah. She'll be starting. We're going to start her on a course of Quaaludes on Tuesday.
Hardest part is finding something that hasn't been manufactured in 30 years, but other than that, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be Quaaludes. You used to have a lot of Quaaludes at American University in those days.
Didn't you have
the co-eds used to stagger around with them.
You minored in Quaaludes.
Never had a Quaalude.
Ludes.
I wasn't in it. I just used to observe them.
Yeah.
But she's very excited about it. The doctors are all competent.
Do they foresee a natural delivery?
It's going to be natural.
Cool.
It's going to be natural with some modern medicine.
Are you going to handy cam that thing?
No. You mean like why?
Everyone has a video.
You got to have
like
the video.
Shoot the hole.
My parents didn't
don't
do that.
Shoot the hole.
I'm not shooting the hole.
What you do is you set up a GoPro. Tripod. You set up a tripod. From her perspective.
Right.
So you see the curtain.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I shot both my
that's
kids.
That's great. That's smart.
And so you don't have anything. As a matter of fact, both my kids have seen their birth. There's nothing I can't show
really?
Them. Really? Except it's just it looks like grape jelly and cream cheese.
Well, the good thing is.
Oh,
that's nasty.
Thank
good night, America.
But hey, the good thing about this is that they cleared Carla on the right kind of medication.
Good.
And they cleared me to come into the delivery room, and I got to get to bring the special thing I wanted to bring into the delivery room.
Well, what is that?
Motorcycle helmet. we'll take
for everybody.
For everybody. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with news you may not need. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. How y'all doing? We're here with Officer Beg. Beg, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to going on that ride-along. Oscar Santana, make sure you tell Todd Moore everything's A-okay.
I'll let him know.
I just found out Todd Moore was in the chat room.
Ah, look at him.
Did he say anything in particular?
He was implying he wanted to date Meg.
Oh.
He doesn't fit my requirements.
He wrote hashtag date Meg.
Oh, dear.
Really? Okay, you know what? You two, look, now I'm going to have to referee. We're going to be fine. This could be the start of something.
Uh-oh.
I really believe that. It's going to be good. It's going to all be positive.
Great.
I'm going to make sure that it's great.
Perfect.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's get to the news.
From around the globe, across the nation, and looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Brought to you by Personal Capital. Two things suck about managing your money. The first thing that sucks is it's hard to keep track of it. You got stocks, bonds, 401ks, IRAs, DRAs, whatever the hell they are.
Everything.
Bank accounts, everything, all on different sites with their own username and password. Then, the second crappy thing, you have to pay someone to manage it. And you're probably paying too much. That's why you will love Personal Capital. It takes under a minute. I mean this. You have done it. I have done it.
It's great.
It is really great, Rob. You can go in under a minute. You can get your whole net worth. I found out that I was worth $11.47.
That's excellent. I just broke even.
There you go.
You're up.
I'm at zero.
You can really do this, though. Seriously. In under a minute, you see your whole net worth, how each asset is performing on screen. You can do it on your computer or the app on your phone. Then it shows you how much you're paying money managers and brokers and fees and how you can reduce those fees. It even will give you, at Personal Capital, specific areas where you can improve your investment strategy. The thing is really a smart way to make your money grow quicker. And it's run by the former CEO of PayPal. It's totally free. It's funny when I try to read my own writing, isn't it?
I think it's fine.
To sign up for free, go to personalcapital.com/TMOS or go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the Personal Capital banner. It is free. They give you a nice little email after you set it up, and it's one-touch shopping.
Have you ever test been?
What's so great is that it's intuitive. Once you look at it, I use it on the iPad. You fly around with your finger. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. It's so easy.
Go to the Capital banner, personalcapital@MikeOmaraShow.com, and we thank you in advance. Let me hit this one more time.
Please.
And you know what this tells me?
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your...
My favorite is when you go, and now.
Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need.
A couple of people say they like this.
At the stories you may or may not be talking about
here
during your daily activity.
Yeah, whatever.
And now, News You May Not Need.
And now...
Two people actually told me they liked that intro, so I played it twice for them today.
And the people were Mark and myself.
Exactly.
All requests Thursday.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is the latest high-profile target of a poison-tainted letter.
Oh, no.
Sent through the mail, police revealed yesterday. The leader of the nation's largest city was threatened anonymously. This isn't funny. One of those ricin letters again.
Yeah. Whack job.
They were sent to Bloomberg's offices in Manhattan and Washington. The writer in the letters threatened Mayor Bloomberg, along with another letter that was sent to a spokesperson for the gun control stuff that he endorses.
It's the mayors that have put. Remember, he went on his campaign and actually had all these mayors get out there and say that we want better gun control laws.
Yeah, one of the letters was sent to Manhattan, another one was sent to Washington, and the writer in the letters threatened Mayor Bloomberg with references to the debate on gun laws. Yeah. That's according to NYPD spokesperson Paul Brown. So it seems that both these incidents with Ryson have come from homegrown people that are a little out there.
And I wasn't aware that Ryson is essentially just a ground-up Barry. And so it is something that people can manufacture themselves.
Scary.
Of all the terrorism and stuff that's out there, this, using the mail is so scary because it seems that it's still not monitored. You can just drop an envelope in any mailbox.
And there seems to be a radical right element that's all doing this.
Yeah,
that's where it seems to be coming
from.
We'll keep tabs on it. Claims for unemployment benefits rose last week, signaling the job market could be a bit softer ahead of next week's much-anticipated jobs report. About 354,000 people filed for their first week of unemployment benefits last week, according to seasonally adjusted figures from the Labor Department. That's 10,000 more initial claims than in the prior week, and it's also a bit higher than economists had expected.
I just know there's less employees around here.
Yeah, that's for sure. But we're hanging in there,
Rob. We're doing the best we can.
Hey, Oscar, you like this one.
Yes.
Motorola's next flagship phone won't only have sensors that will let you know when you're going to take a photo or when it's in your pocket, but it'll be the first smartphone that actually is assembled in the United States.
I saw that story. It's exciting. Finally, something.
Have you seen the phone?
I haven't seen the breakdown of the phone, but you should also know that
it's made of wood.
Think about the phones you see today with the new Samsungs that are just beautiful. The iPhone, I think at this point, just kind of playing catch up. And we talk about this on Tech 401, that the more players that come into the space and that really kind of evolve what is our mobile life, the better.
It's going to
have...
Yeah.
What is an OLED screen?
It's an organic LED, so it's going to be a skinnier and brighter screen.
The phone is called the Moto X.
When you say that Apple is playing catch up, do you think they really dropped the ball when they kept the screen so small on the 5?
I think that there's a lot of things that the Samsung S4 has and all these new phones have that Apple could have easily incorporated, like the bigger screens.
Yeah.
They have this playbook that they've been sticking to that hopefully they'll evolve from soon.
Dennis Woodside is the jefe at Motorola. He says it will have... it'll have a longer battery life and sensors on it that will allow it to know when you are using it. Well, isn't that like a button?
Well, yeah, but I think they're talking about like pocket calls and stuff.
I know. I just jogged.
The longer battery life, that's a game winner right there.
You're the king of butt dials, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
That scares me.
You call...
Mike O'Mara's ass is calling.
This is what I know. When I talk to you, if you call me... within like 15 minutes, you'll call me back, and every time I pick up, it's you just rustling around or walking around somewhere.
I've gotten those before.
That's what you do.
Do I ever say anything bad?
No.
I hang up. I'm not that guy that's going to sit there and listen.
One time I saw that I had a voicemail from you, and I listened to it. It was you trying to do a conference call with me. I don't know why he's not picking up.
Harumph, harumph, harumph.
He never picks up his phone.
But that shouldn't bother you, Rob, because you never do pick up your phone.
And we had a lovely we had a lovely conversation this morning.
Yeah, you know when I left you your text message?
When was that?
10 o'clock last night.
I was asleep.
Nappy poo.
Okay. It's graduation season. My daughter's graduating next week, the same day of the ride, as a matter of fact. And all sorts of these kids are waiting for their gift. They have the hands out. So how much are people giving out for graduation gifts these days?
Uh-oh.
An online coupon site. This site is called Retail Me Not.
I've heard of it.
They asked people the appropriate amount to give.
And I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
High
school graduation. What do you guess for that?
I remember I graduated high school in 89. Most gifts were around 25.
Right.
And 4 years later for college, most gifts were around 50.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to adjust for inflation. I'll say 50 for high school.
Oh, Hunsky.
Say 150. Yeah,
you guys are closer. High school graduation, I don't know how they get this number. $111.
Yeah. That's too much.
That must be an average.
Yeah.
Now this is obviously for friends and family members, not necessarily not the father.
Right.
I think it's a little different rule for that.
I'm going to send a car.
Right. For the father, it's like $10.
Yeah.
$111. That's all right. It's my only daughter.
That's right. Hold on. You have a couple of them.
Well, I mean, it's my only daughter graduating high school this year. Thank you, hey. College graduation, $243.
And
I graduate.
Can you tell I've had a long day already? Ladies and gentlemen, graduate school graduation, $256.
Wow, ooh, that's a lot of money.
The survey also found the average undergrad now finishes school with around $14,000 debt.
You're lucky. I remember coming out of college, and my parents paid for most of my education. I was lucky. But for the fifth year, I had to take care of it.
Well, you know, it's frustrating, and I help your grad out if you get an opportunity to. Rob, what do we say about DJs? DJs are...
stupid!
No, they're another thing.
Lazy!
That's right, Rob, and Americans...
stupid and lazy!
Stupid and lazy. American laziness, that's the subject of this story. Hard to defend. This one is incredible. Apparently, ready-made popcorn is seeing a huge sales growth in the U.S.
Oh, my God.
Because we have become so lazy that we think microwaving a bag of popcorn is too much work.
Who has 70 seconds?
In the past year, microwave popcorn has grown 0.84%. Popcorn that's already popped has grown 11.9%.
This is why the rest of the world hates us.
Americans, according to a survey, love ready-made popcorn because, quote, you don't have to take the extra step of opening the box, opening the wrapper, and hoping you have the skill to watch it and not ruin it.
Yeah. You know, it is hard. It is very hard to pop popcorn in the microwave when one of your fingers is jammed up your nose.
Justin Bieber may have a love child after all.
What?
That's it. I don't give a rat's ass.
Oh, I was going to cover that tomorrow.
More on that in
detail.
That's the way it works. Yep. Justin Bieber. I will wrap it up, Rob. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, wrap it up.
All right. Are you ready? Now we have. Oh, and I didn't do this.
Thank you.
We were supposed to change it anyway.
Trying to find just the right one.
And now a little something, something, something.
I like this.
On Monday night, a 25-year-old man in Albuquerque, New Mexico, was driving drunk. 21-year-old Natasha Carroll was with him. We're not sure what their relationship is, but we're guessing it's over after this. You see, the man drove his SUV, and Natasha was on his lap having full-on relations with him.
Oh.
The combo of being drunk and getting it on seems like it was too much for this guy, and he ran a red light and slammed into a car. The crash flung Natasha out of the car as she was laying there in the street, bottomless and bleeding.
Oh.
Sounds like one of your shifts, doesn't it?
Yes. Next.
This is what Mike is hoping for on the ride along.
The man made a run for
it. Are these your panties?
He took off naked. And he hid behind a cactus. When the cops finally got there, they found him behind the cactus trying to pull a pair of black shorts that were inside out back up over his private area. They also found a half-finished bottle of vodka in his SUV. He was arrested, charged with drunk driving, reckless driving, and evading police. Natasha was taken to a hospital where she is recovering. Police identified the man as Oscar Santana.
What?
I don't drink and drive.
He would never be that close to a cactus again.
Yeah, vodka, too. You know, I threw that in there. We'll take a break. Come back with The Vault with Rob Spiewak, right? After this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You guys ready for Thursday night next week?
Ready.
It's tonight.
Is it tonight?
Yeah.
It's tonight. I've had a long day.
I know you have.
We're going to work on Mike reading 787 things like at this body part of the show.
Okay.
Because I'm getting a little overwhelmed.
Can I do the read?
Yes, you do the read.
Oh,
here.
No.
Here we go.
No, Mike.
Here you go.
You're never tired enough that Oscar should do the read.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Okay.
Look, the
time
bottom
to step up to the plate.
The bottom line is one of these reads has to be done by someone.
Okay.
You're doing the audio vault. We delegate the responsibility to Mr. Santana. And now... here's Oscar to tell you about Quench for Knowledge.
Amigos, tonight at Quench in Rockville, Maryland, an event for everybody.
You had to do a little quicker than that, Oscar. We'll run out of time.
Oh, fine. Join Rob Spiewak and Mark Ronick tonight.
With feeling, please.
Oh.
Tonight, but with feeling.
Okay. Tonight at Quench in Rockville, Maryland, for America's favorite trivia game, Quench for Knowledge. It's fun, it's free, and there are five ways to win big.
Five big ways to win
whatever.
Big.
Also, enjoy the signature cocktails.
Why do we even write it?
That may quench your best destination anytime. I will make a personal appearance as well to support the guys.
So all three of you guys going to be a quench?
Not so sure we need you.
Oh.
Well, you make me want to ride out there and see you.
The fun starts at 8:30 p.m. That's tonight. It's at 9712 Treville Gateway Drive in Rockville, Maryland.
Let's see. On the wagon, Mark and Rob doing trivia. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm going to count on it.
Or visit quenchnation.com.
Great new category tonight that's going to blow your mind. It is so funny.
Will you be enjoying some adult beverages as you watch our two boys perform?
Why not?
All right, very good. Look forward to seeing everybody tonight at Rockville, Maryland, Quench for Knowledge.
Come on out. It's going to be great.
Open up the audio vault for Thursday, May 30th, 2013.
Yesterday, we talked a lot about the Liberace movie, and I was not going to play this tape, but you set it up so nicely. I think, Mike, actually, we watched some of it together,
mm-hmm.
and that sounds like Queens, but this is Liberace. Liberace on Oprah in 1986.
I saw a clip of this. I saw the video of this.
And I think it's funny, or not funny, haha, but just odd that as late as 1986, Liberace was still professing his heterosexuality and talking about how he lost his virginity. This is Liberace maybe about a year, year and a half before he passed.
Okay.
Because of that unfortunate watermelon diet.
Right.
Okay.
We're talking today to Liberace, and you lost your virginity to... It's
May
the golden anniversary. That's why we brought
May
it up.
May her soul rest in peace.
May her soul. Mm.
And her name was Misbehavin'. And I say in the book, you got to say it fast, otherwise it doesn't make sense. Misbehavin'.
Now, Oscar, you had seen the Liberace movie, and that was really your introduction to Liberace. How do you feel hearing his real voice next to the way that Michael Douglas did his voice?
I think Mike O'Mara does a better impression than Michael Douglas.
I agree.
I was doing an impression of Liberace back in the day. You know, I was on the radio for you know, 30 years ago. And
right.
I remember always doing that because he's always kind of, it's almost a combination of kind of that effeminate sound, but also just a tiny little bit of baby talk.
Yes.
And also,
his name was Misbehavin', but his really name was Mr. Behavin'.
I don't think your teeth fit, do they, Lee?
They don't, but they don't as fit into my head. That's I'm going to get Scott Thorson to get a little slap. Surgery shows just like me.
All right, back to Lee.
When you say Misbehavin',
yeah,
she was Misbehavin'. So,
Misbehavin', so you lost it to Misbehavin'?
Oh, she used to drive me home because my brother George had to work until 2 o'clock in the morning.
George was in the movie.
So she said, well, I'll be glad to take your brother home, you know. So she took me home and we'd be riding along, and eventually the subject would get on SEX.
Oh, it's so sad.
And, and she'd get me excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, and she knew that she got me excited.
Yeah.
So,
I thought,
why waste it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So that's, there you go.
You hear Oprah. Oprah's laying down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Oprah's not
so
pursuing
this, just like Lee did.
It wasn't the time. It wasn't the time to go, hey, come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, let's tell the truth, Lee.
Yeah, he was promoting a book about his 50 years in show business.
People didn't want to accept that he was gay.
Right.
They just didn't.
But his fan base certainly didn't.
Yeah.
But the fan base was so clueless because, well, they went to Liberace shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, I mean, we would go. I remember the first time I went to see Wayne Newton, I went on a pure joke. It was a gag. And then we ended
I love the fact that you can say the first time.
You know. Same thing the second time.
I know. True enough.
We went as a goof.
But we had a blast.
We had a great time. And we ended up liking the show. It was actually pretty good.
But we were actually at a different level than most of the people in the room. We were watching it for a different reason.
And my buddy and I went down in Vegas and we get all lubed up and we're all and that's
yeah, yeah, you did.
Hey, I'm talking booze. You know, we're half wasted and we're sitting down there and we sit across from this wonderful family, like a father,
they're
a daughter,
Waniacs, Mike.
A father, a daughter, and the mother. And the daughter's like 19. And I'm like, and the daughter was actually pretty attractive. And they were all like Waniacs.
Yeah.
So we couldn't, I wasn't going to be that rude and that cruel to mock Wayne. I tipped the maitre d'. We got down right in front. Never saw Liberace, though.
No, aww. No.
Never had the pleasure.
Well, maybe someday you can dress like him.
We'll
get
see.
At least close to that.
Thanks.
And you know what? For the second day in a row, I'm going to bring up a coworker, G. Gordon Liddy.
Yes.
And I'm sad he's getting TV commercial work and you're not.
Yeah, that's true.
Have
that's
you seen
true.
His most recent ad for gold?
I've seen his gold commercials.
Which requires actual acting.
Is it black mustache or white mustache?
Oh,
Gordon
it's Liddy? Blacker than a thousand
midnights.
Oh,
so that's ancient. That's been around for a while.
Well, here's the gold spot.
I'm here to pick up Amy.
She's still getting ready. Come in. How do you plan on supporting my granddaughter, young man?
I'm only 17, sir.
What?
He sounds good, doesn't he?
I haven't seen this one.
Yeah, I think he might have dyed his mustache for this one. God.
Provide her with the brightest future.
A home?
Wrong. Gold.
Gold?
It's never too early or too late to secure your future with gold.
He sounds like a crazy man.
Yeah, you'd think he really was. Jesus.
All right, so you go to Rhode Island and you go to a liquor store, and there's a sign up that says no cats or dogs allowed.
Okay.
And you can accept that.
Sure.
But what if you have a Shetland pony?
Then you're probably already drunk.
Well, you bring the Shetland pony in, and the Shetland pony does what ponies do in the middle of the liquor store.
Okay.
Oh, let's go to the tape.
It was reported that a subject had entered the establishment with a horse. It would have been a misdemeanor property damage complaint.
We have people come in with dogs and other animals. This is the first time with a horse.
They weren't happy. I didn't think it was a big deal. And neither did anybody else, actually.
Do you think you'll be bringing your pony back to that store?
Not inside.
He was not arrested. He was not arrested, but was required by a court of law to clean up after the pony. And I close with a comic that I enjoy very much. Jim Gaffigan extolling the virtues of steak.
I can never really be a vegetarian, though. I love steak too much. Steak's like the tuxedo of meat, isn't it? And bologna's the retarded cousin. Because if you're eating steak, something special's happening. If you're eating bologna, you might be special.
Yeah, you might be special. Like that, Mike, that is your magic audio ball.
Thank you, Rob. That's it. We got to get out of here. Hey, Officer Meg, thanks so much for coming by. And we're going to see you a couple of weeks down the road.
Thank you for having me.
With a nice little dual segment with Todd Moore. Yay. I'll look forward to that one.
Nah.
That should be special. Our show today was brought to you by Avalara. If the tax man has you confused, I'm here to tell you about Avalara. Anyone who has ever owned or worked for a business that sells products or services, you know the tax laws are crazy. Avalara can help you. Stop worrying. Talk to the experts at Avalara today. It's easy, it makes sense, and you can get started right now at salestaxrescue.com, or you can call 800-256-3139. And on the bonus hour this week...
Oh, yeah, we have tomorrow, two to do today.
We've got two to do today. The bonus hour is going to be very interesting. It's all about... normalcy.
Really?
What's normal? What's abnormal? What do we do that's abnormal? Who do we know that's abnormal? Abby Normal, just like in the old movie.
Love it.
That's on the bonus show. And we'll be back with another one for you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus and start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial, or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike. Again, click the Hulu Plus banner on MikeOmeraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike.